Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早。
We just heard the angels sing.
我们刚刚听到天使在唱歌。
So there's no reason we'll fall asleep in the next hour.
所以我们下一个小时不应该打瞌睡了。
Okay. Let's just read one verse.
我们来读一段经文。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Verse, I think 37 and 38.
第三十七跟三十八节
For yet a very little while, he that comes will come, and will not delay. But the just shall live by faith, and if he draws back, my soul does not take pleasure in him.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
This year, A certain brother in our fellowship asked me to go pray with him.
今年年初的时候，有我们教会有位弟兄要求我跟他一起祷告。
He has been in poor health for a long time.
他身体软弱已经有很长一段时间。
So I thought he was asking me to go pray with him and so that he gained physical strength.
我以为他是要我去跟他一起祷告，让他能够重新身体能够强壮起来。
But when I got to his house, and it's not, that's not the purpose of his asking me to go.
但是当我来到他家里以后，我发现那不是他要我到他家的原因。
He said, "Brother, lately I could not sleep."
他跟我说，弟兄，我最近没办法入睡。
And the reason is, I thought to myself, if the Lord comes, now how can I see him like what I am?
这原因是我想到一想到如果今天主耶稣再来，我这个如今这个状况，我怎么能够再见他？
And knowing my brother, I know he's not talking about his illness.
因为我认识我那位弟兄，所以我知道他不是讲到他身体的健康情况。
I know he's talking about his spiritual condition.
我知道他是讲的是他属灵的状况。
And that really convicted me.
是让我得到一个非常深的一个信念。
责备。Yeah. Because I thought to myself, how come my brother could think about the Lord's coming? How come I usually don't think about the Lord's coming?
我想到为什么我这位弟兄他能够想到耶稣基督再来，而且我却没有常常想到这一点。
How come this thing bothered him to the extent that he could not sleep?And yet, I really thought about it.
为什么这件事情让他非常的担忧，他没办法入睡，但是我却很少的想到这件事情。
So, I actually repented before the Lord.
所以我就来到神面前，我向神忏悔。
And I thank the Lord that my brother wanted me to visit him. Actually, he visited me.
我感谢这位弟兄，他要我去探访他，实际上是他探访了我。
And so I went back to look at the Bible.
所以我又回来看到圣经
And I want to see Because in the past I do have a problem
因为在过去我有一个问题
I had a little fear about the Lord's coming
我对神再来我有一点害怕
Because the Bible said about When he comes next time The earth will be shaken And the elements will be consumed
因为他圣经讲到当他再来的时候地会有大震动而且一切事物都要被烧灭
So I thought to myself before that's pretty scary
所以我以前这么想这是非常的可怕的事情
And yet my brother was waiting for his coming and yet I did not
但是我那位弟兄他等着神的再来我却没有
So I really looked into his word
所以我就好好的查神所说的话
And actually, it's extremely encouraging to me.
所以这个对我来说是非常得到鼓励的一件事情。
For one thing, you know, many of us are reading the Hebrews.
我知道我们当中有许多人现在正在研读这个希伯来书。
Now, in Hebrews, we remember it has a phrase. It's called "so great a salvation."
在希伯来书这里头有一段经文讲到这个这么大的救恩
And then when we really look into it That salvation not only ends At the time we are saved
这个我们如果仔细的查考我们知道这个 大救恩并不是在我们得救以后就结束了。
It actually continues on.
这还是一直持续的。
Because our Lord, our God, is God from eternity to eternity.
因为我们的神是从永远到永远。
Therefore, this salvation to us is also from eternity to eternity.
他给我们的救恩也是从永远到永远。
Now, actually, in the ninth chapter of Hebrews,
在这个希伯来书九章当中
the last verse,
最后的一个经文
It says, let us take a look.
让我们来看看
It says that, you know, people waiting for his second coming.
他这里讲到人们等候他的第二次显现
And that second coming has nothing to do with sin or forgiveness of sin.
这个第二次的再来跟罪没有关系
But has to do with our salvation.
乃是为了要拯救我们。
So, brothers and sisters, this so great salvation that's mentioned in Hebrews is really a long term.
所以我们知道在希伯来书这么讲到这伟大的救恩其实是一个长期的。
Including his coming next time.
包括他第二次再来。
So, that set my heart in peace. I cannot say that, Lord, you're coming next time, because I don't quite understand it, because I'm a little afraid of it, so I put it aside.
所以这就给了有一点安慰，是因为我们知道他第二次来，我并不因为不了解，我就把它放在一边。
Yes, it is integral part of our salvation.
这是我们拯救、我们救恩的一部分。
Now, if we get hold of His coming,
如果我们等到他的再来
，if we really appreciate His coming,
如果我们真正明白他的再来
，it actually changes our life.
他就能够改变我们的生命。
So, I think today I would like to share with brothers and sisters four things if we have time.
我想今天如果有没有时间的话，我想跟各位分享四件事情。
And the first thing is how our God, the Lord, tells us about how He sees His coming, how He sees the Lord Jesus coming.
第一件事情就是我们的神他怎么样看耶稣基督的来。
And what is that related to us?
这件事情跟我们有什么相关呢？
So this is the first thing.
所以这就是第一件事情。
And the second thing is, you know, we can take a look at those, there's so few people in history, and how they see the coming of the Lord.
第二件事情我们就看这些在历史上相当少数的这一批人他们怎么样看神耶稣基督再来
Yeah, there may be many, many I truly believe there are many people who love that the Lord's coming. However, there are only few that got recorded in the Bible.
我相信有许多的人都愿意神的再来但是在圣经记载却是相当的少数
So we can take a look at that
所以我们可以看我们看我们的经文
And the third thing is there is one in particular whose name is Paul
所以第三件就是特指这一个人就是保罗
And how he look at this question of Lord's coming
让我们来看保罗他怎么样看耶稣基督
and how that has changed his life service
然后这件事情怎么样改变了保罗他的侍奉
and the fourth point is that we can also see there are a few people how the Lord's appearance how the Lord's coming have changed their life
然后第四点就是我们看耶稣基督再来对有一些人他们怎么样改变他们的生命
Yeah, so Lord willing, we'll just share these few points
所以主许可的话我们今天就是要跟各位分享这几点
And the so the first thing how the Lord himself looks at his coming
所以第一点我们就是看讲到神他自己怎么看他第二次再来
Now, when I read these couple of verses it set my heart in peace I'm no longer afraid
当我读了刚刚那两段经文我就让我心里得到安慰平安我不再害怕
So one verse is the Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37-38 we just read
第一段经文就是我们第十章37-38节我们刚刚读过的
And the other part related to this is Peter
第二段经文跟这个有关就是在彼得
Yeah, in 2 Peter when Peter talks about Lord's coming
就是在彼得后书当彼得谈到主耶稣再来
And there we remember he did talk about all the elements will be burned up.
我们 也看到他提到所有的一切事物都要被火烧尽。
But then he also said the new heaven and new earth.
但他也提到新天新地。
In which dwells righteousness.
在里头住的公义。
So these two verses set my heart in peace.
这几段经文就让我的心得到了平安。
Now at the very beginning of Hebrews 10 verse 37 and 38.
在希伯来书十章三十七三十八节，在刚开始的时候
it says in a little while he that will come, I mean that will come, shall come, will come.
他说在等一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
Right, it's that just in the Lord in a short while he will come.
就是在等一点点时间，他就会来。
And then he said, the righteous shall live by faith.
然后他又讲到义人是因信得生。
And if you read some of the versions, I think New King James, and then probably New American Standard, it actually says, instead of the righteous shall live by faith, it says, my righteous man, my righteous one shall live by faith.
哦，你们如果看有钦定本或者是其他版本，它也许讲到是说我义人因信得生。
Yeah, actually, in the Darby, for example, is in the note at the bottom.
所以在 Darby 这个版本，它有一个有一个注解在圣经底下。
Yeah. So you see, the Lord is he has you know when he looked at us, he said, "My righteous shall live by faith."
所以我们的主看着我们，他说：“我的义人要因信得生。”
Yes, not only the righteous shall live by faith, but my righteous shall live.
他并不是说所有的义人都要因信得生。
It's very, very close.
他是说我的义人要因信得生，这是一个非常亲密的关系。
Yes, oftentimes we think who we are. You know, we offended him all the time.
常常我们想想我们自己，我们常常得罪神。
And he said, "My righteous one."Shall live by faith.
但是他却说我义人因信得生。
So although he's coming,
虽然他的再来
but my righteous shall live by faith.
但是我的义人却因信得生。
And then he went on to say that if he draws back or he shrinks back, then I'm not pleased.
他接着又说如果他退后我心里就不喜欢。
So in this statement, there are actually three thoughts. One thought is thatYou are my righteous ones.
这段经文它有三个想法，就第一个就是你是就是我的人。
Yeah, so although today we don't think much of ourselves, we really are not. Yet he expects us to be his righteous ones.
虽然我们今天想我们自己还没有到这个地步，但是他看我们是说我们是他的义人。
Yeah, so the second thought in his statement.Again, this is in the light of the coming of Lord Jesus.
还有这第二个想法就是在这个有关这个耶稣基督再来这个事情上面。
Then he said that do not shrink back.
他说不要退后。
You have to keep moving.
你必须要一直往前。
Now, the third thought here is to live by faith.
第三个想法就是要因信得生。
So there are three words. One is the faith.
所以有三个字，第一就是信
，and the other is run， 第一是跑，就是不停。
第一个就是不要停。
Yeah, it's faith, and then do not shrink back。
第二个就是不要退后
，right? And then the third one is my righteous。
第三个就是我的义人。
So, now about this faith，
关于这个信
，we all know that in Hebrews he's not talking about。I have never known Lord Jesus. Now I know Lord Jesus. He's not talking about that.
在希伯来书，他并没有说哦，我以前不认识耶稣基督，现在我认识耶稣基督。他并不是谈到这个。
Yeah, because everyone that the author of Hebrew write to has already crossed the river. They are called Hebrews.
这封信的对象就是他们已经过了河的人，他们是已经知道。
Yeah. Today it's talking to all of us who have already been saved by grace.
现在今天他是跟我们这些已经蒙恩得救的人所说的。
And then he said, have faith.
然后他说要有信心。
Now, what does he really mean?
他到底是什么意思呢？
Now, just within about six or seven verses in the next chapter.
好，在下一章大概有六七有六七个经序。
经序以后。Yeah. Then he immediately talks about a person.
他马上他提到一个人。
And this person's name is Enoch.
这个人的名字叫以诺。
And he said Enoch has walked with the Lord for 300 years.
他说以诺与神同行有三百年。
Before he died, he was raptured.
在他死以前他被提。
And before he was raptured,
他被提以前
got approved.
他得到神的许可。
That God is pleased with him.
神非常的喜悦他。
So the author of Hebrews mentioned Enoch.
所以希伯来书的作者提到以诺。
Then he went on to say,
然后他继续说
that how he pleases the Lord.
以诺如何的能够蒙神的喜悦。
And he said, those who come to God,
他想要来到神面前的人
must believe that he is
必须要相信他是蒙神喜悦的
是 in Chinese says 必须信神是
必须信神是
yeah just that must believe that he is、
okay.
and also must believe that he rewards those who seek him
而且必须要相信他能够奖赏那些来寻求他的人
yeah.So actually in Chinese Bible it says those who come to God must believe
但在中文的翻译他讲
That's not what the original language is
这不是原来经文是这样写的
the Bible really says that those who come to God must believe that he is
原来经文是这样写就是来到神的面前必须要相信他是那位神
Yes, that's right He is GodYeah, my brother said it, sure.
Yeah.
He must, we come to God, must believe he is God.
来到神面前必须相信他是神。
Because he is God,
因为他是神,
he provides.
他供应我们, 他带领我们。
Because he is God,
因为他是神,
I ought to listen to him.
我必须要听从他。
So that's that part.
这就是这一段所说的。
And then immediately he says,
然后他又接着说,
Now you have to believe another thing.
需要相信另外一件事情。
And that thing is he rewards.
这是他会奖赏。
If you seek,
如果你寻求
he will reward.
他就会奖赏。
What does he reward?
他奖赏什么呢?
Now in the Bible, what he rewards is God himself.
在圣经上记载他所奖赏就是神自己。
Of course, job.
当然他会给我们工作。
Of course, he will give us food.
当然他会给我们食物。
Daily food.
每天的食物
But above all, he gave us himself.
但是最重要他给我们他自己
You remember when Abraham, after he delivered his nephew out of the hands of four kings.
我们记得亚伯兰从那四个王手中救了他的侄儿
Yeah, and then he met Melchizedek.
然后他遇到了麦基喜德
And then later, he's a little scared.
但是过后他就有一点害怕
Because he offended the local kings
因为他得罪了那当地的王
But the Lord appeared to him
但是神向他显现
He says, I am the Lord
他说我就是那主
And I will be your shield
我会是你的盾牌
So that means do not be afraid of these people
他意思是说不要怕那些人
And then the Lord said
然后神又说
I will be your exceedingly great reward
他说我也是你那极大的奖赏
And that is a statement that's eternal
在那个神所说的那句话永远
Yeah Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹我们所寻求的是事物
We seek for various things
我们寻求各式各样的事情
But I'm sure none of these things will satisfy your heart
但是我相信这所有一切事情都没办法满足你的心
The older you become the more you will realize
你所拥有越多你越会明白
The money fame houses none of these things will be your you know is your real reward
钱财名声还有你的房子这都不会是你真正的奖赏
And yet himself is our We have him we have peace
当我们有了他我们就有平安
When we have him we know what is my next step tomorrow
当我们有了他我们就知道明天所走的路是怎么样
So this is the faiththat the Lord uses. I mean, this is the meaning of the faith Lord used. in the
所以在希伯来书十章三十八节，这就是神所讲的信的意思。
So because we got to seek him,
因为我们必须要寻求他。
So he says, do not shrink back,
所以他说不要退后。
You do not draw back,
你不要退后。
Keep going,
必须持续的往前。
And there's no end what you can, no end to what you can seek.
你寻求的目标是没
有。 Only see him bigger and bigger.
你只
yourself smaller and smaller.
你就看自己越来越来的衰微。
And then Lord,
然后神这么说。
And you are my righteous one.
你是我的义人。
So, Francis is extremely encouraging. Although he's coming,
弟兄姐妹，这是非常鼓舞人的事情。虽然他即将再来。
The Lord Jesus is coming the second time for sure.
耶稣基督第二次会再来，这是确定的事情。
And yet, you and I, we walk with him, we are called.His righteous one.
但是我们如果与主同行，我们是被称为他的义人。
And then he said, "You
要得生。
Now, of the second Peter.
在彼得后书的第二章。
And let's turn to that.
让我们翻开彼得后书第二章。
And there, say for example, chapter three.
彼得后书第三章。
第三章。Yeah, verse 10, it says, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief."
但主的日子要像贼盗一样。
That means if somebody tell you the Lord will come next year, March 31, do not believe that.
那就是说，如果有人跟你讲明年三月三十一号耶稣基督会再来，你就不要相信。
Says the Lord, the day of the Lord will arrive in a way you and I don't know.
主再来的日子没有。
He says in verse 11, you and I should be holy.
他讲到说我们必须要是圣洁。
And we have to be pious, we have to be godly.
我们必须要是敬虔。
And waiting for and hastening the day of God.
切切仰望神的日子来到。
So Peter bring in this thought, wait.
所以彼得他讲到这个等候。
Yeah. And then he says, on that day, all these things that can be burned will be burned.
他就讲到当那日所有一切事情都要被火消灭。
And then verse 13 says, But we who have according to his promise, look to new heaven and new earth.
但是13节讲到，但我们照他的应许盼望新天地。
And there is in which dwells righteousness.
有义居在其中。
Peter wants us to wait.
彼得要我们等候他。
And not only that, but also haste his coming.
不但是这样，而且要加速主的再来。
If the Lord comes and burns all of us up, then why are we going to wait for him?
如果他再来，他要把我们所有的人都烧灭，那我们为什么要等他呢？
But brothers and sisters, we do not have to worry about that.
但弟兄姐妹，我们不需要担忧。
God loves us so much.
神是那么样的爱我们。
I think the key is in verse 13.
我想这个关键就在第三节。
It says there is a new heaven and new earth.
他说到将有新天新地。
In which dwells righteousness.
他说在其中有义，在其中居住。
Now, the way I understand it, it means there are two kind of people there.
就我所了解，这代表有两种的人。
To be in new heaven and new
新地有两种人。
And the first called the righteous one.
这两种人都称为义人。
Because it says, you know, new heaven and new earth.Wherein dwells righteousness.
因为他这边讲到新天新地有义居住在其中。
And there's no question our Lord is the righteous one.
这没有疑问的就是我们的神是公义的一位。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督是公义。
In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ is referred to as the righteous one.
在新约耶稣基督指的那公义的那一位。
If you remember Acts chapter 7 when Stephen talks about history of Israel,
所以我们看到《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡他提到以色列的历史的时候。
At the end, he says, "The righteous one, that the prophets prophesied. Now you have killed him."
他到最后他讲到一切所有先知所预言那位公义的那一位，你们把他杀害。
那义者，
他杀害。
So that's a very specific word, the righteous one.
这那义者是一个非常的特殊的一个字。
Yeah, it's no question that it refers to the Lord Jesus that was just crucified and raised.
这没有毫无疑问，他是指的那位刚被钉到十字架而且复活的耶稣基督。
And then later, Paul wrote when Paul wrote to first to the Corinthians.
跟哥林多的人写。
And then the first Corinthians, the Lord said, I'm sure you remember, he says, God has made Jesus Christ our wisdom, holiness, and righteousness and redemption.
他这边哥林多前神让耶稣基督成为我会公义圣洁。
So Paul is saying this righteous one now becomes your righteousness and becomes my righteousness.
所以保罗这边讲那义者成为我们的公义，成为你跟我的公义。
So this righteous one now getting to you, getting to become our righteousness.
所以这给了你我就变成我们的公义。
Now the Hebrews, remember the Hebrews,The Lord just said, you know, Jesus is coming again.
我们还记得希伯来书十章三十七、三十八节，这边讲到耶稣基督还会再来。
And then he said, you are my righteous one.
然后他讲说你是我的义人。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, I think, in this new heaven and new earth, there are two people.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到在这新天新地有两种人。
One is our Lord.
我们的主耶稣基督。
And the second,The righteous,
他的义人
His righteous one,
就是他的义人
That, if we are good,
这是表示如果我们是公义的
If we really seek him,
如果我们真正的寻求他
We will be this other righteous one,
我们就会是这另外的这一批义人
So, brothers and sisters, I'm not afraid anymore.
所以弟兄
姐妹 coming.
所以弟兄姐妹，我对于主耶稣基督再来，我就不再
I think it's extremely,
我觉得非常的受到这一段神的话的鼓舞。
Yeah. Now, people in history,
我们知道历史上的人
how do they look at those who love the Lord, know the Lord? How do they look at this question of His coming?
那些爱主、认识主的人，他们怎么样看主耶稣基督的再来
？I want to mention names.
我想要提到第一个就是约伯
，long time ago，
在很久以前。
Then the other is I would mention John.
第二个就是约翰。
And the third one is Peter. We already read.
第三个就是彼得，我们刚读过他的经文。
Yeah, you know, many years ago, when Job was in his great misery,
在很多年以前，当这个
Lord, I don't know why these things to me.
他不知道，他问神为什么你让这样的苦难降临在我身上。
My kids all are gone.
他我的子女都死掉了。
And all my belongings are gone.
我的财产也都消失了。
And none of an inch of my skin is whole.
我身上所有的皮肤都不完全。
Yeah. Why? Why are you doing this to me?
为什么你
？Are you trying to tell me something?
你是不是想要对我说什么话呢
？But in the middle of all this,
但是在这当中
，And he cried out.
他向神呼求。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
他说知道我知道我的救赎主是活的
And this is in I think in chapter 19 of Job
我想这是在约伯记第十九章
And verse 25
第二十五节
I know that
我知道我的救
The Lord God is doing something to him
是我们的主在他身上做了一些事情
And that he could not understand
他没办法了解
But he said I know my Redeemer lives
但他说我知道我的救赎主是活的
and then he keeps on saying
然后他继续说
at the end he shall stand there on earth
他说在末后他将要站在这个世界上
yeah and will decay
虽然皮肉会消化
but at the end my eyes will shall see the Redeemer
但是到最后我的眼睛会看到神
and not another
而不是别人
yeah I will see him
我会看到神
brothers and sisters this isA person who knows that God is a living God.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个人，他知道这位又真又活的神。
Happened to him.
他不知道为什么这件事情降临在他身上。
But he knows my Redeemer lives.
但他知道我的救赎主是活的。
And there's no end to him.
而且他是没有止境。
And at the end he will stand on earth.
而且在末后他要站到这个世界上。
And I shall see him.With my own eyes.
而且我要亲眼看见他。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord bless you.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主非常的祝福他。
Yeah, bless this Job.
他祝福约
伯，
他并没有从逃退却。
At the end, the Lord appeared to him.
到最后，神向他显现。
He said, "I used to hear about you."
他说，我过去曾听闻你。
But now I see you with my own eyes.
现在我亲眼得见你。
And I repent in dust and ashes.
那我在炉灰中，我忏悔。
And then the Lord knows that.Job had gone through something.
然后我们的主就知道约伯他经历了一些什么。
Pray these three friends who visited you.
然后我们的主就说，约伯，你要跟你这三位来探访你的朋友一起祷告。
No, you're going to pray for them.
哦，你要替这三位来探访你的朋友祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, for these people who has a bond with God.
我们知道这些跟神还有一个很紧密的联系的关系的。
How painful their
他们生命是多么经过多么的痛苦。
Their hope is to see him.
他们的盼望就是看到神。
Yeah. And this is Job.
这是约伯。
John.
看约翰。
John, when he was very old.
当约翰年老的时候。
Must be over 90 years old.
已经超过90岁了。
He has served the Lord and served his church for many years.
他是神跟许许多多年。
And he loved sisters.
他爱他的弟兄姐妹。
So finally he says in John 1, I think it's 1 John, I'm sorry, 1 John.
然后他最后他在约翰一书他讲到。
And he says, my little children.
他说到我的子女们。
Yeah, abide in him.
然后住在他里面。
See,For him to say abide in the Lord is not new.
他说他讲到住在主里头这不是新鲜的事。
Because he always say abide in the Lord.
他经常讲住在主里这个事。
And remember the John
福音
and he recorded that Lord Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches.
他 记录到耶稣讲到说我是那葡萄你是葡萄枝子。我是葡萄树。
Yeah, abide in me and I in you.
你住在我里面，我就住在你里面。
And you bear much fruit.
你就会结果子。
So for John, to abide is he talked about that all the time.
所以不行。
But this time is different.
但这一次是不一样。
He talked about this in the context of the Lord's appearing.
他在讲这事情的时候他是讲到主再来的时候
Now this is chapter 2 of 1 John verse 28
这是在约翰一书第二章二十八节
And let's read it
让我们一起来读
Can we read it together?
我们可不可以一起来读
We just have the brothers English to read it The rest
读的时候光光用英文来读其他人就跟着
Yeah, can we read 1 John chapter 2 verse 28
约翰一书三章二章二十八节
Yeah Let's do it together. Okay. See, this is when John is real.
这个是约翰非常老的时候。
That's what he said. He said the Lord will appear.
他说神会再显现。
But there's something.We should do.
但是我们必须要做这些事情。
We should abide in Him.
我们必须要住在他里面。
Abide in the Lord.
住在主里面。
The result of that is.
然后结果就是。
When the Lord appears.
当他再来的时候。
We will have no fear.
至于惭愧。
And when the Lord appears.
来的时候。
We will not be ashamed.
我们不会惭愧。
One is fear. The other is ashamed.
第一个讲到害怕第二个是讲到惭愧。
Fear. I don't know exactly what he's talking about. Just for my own experience. I fear.Because I think the Lord comes will burn up everything, including me.
因为我不知道他那时候讲的惧怕什么，但是就我来说，我那时候害怕是因为我知道神再来，他会把一切，包括我在内的东西都会烧化。
Fear, that's not the case.
但是我们刚刚读的彼得后书，这不是这样的。
Those the Lord call my righteous ones.
那些所主所称为我的义人。
He dwells in new heaven and new earth.
他必须要住在新天新地当中。
Here, John may have something deeper. I don't know.
这边也许约翰他讲的是更深的事情，我不知道。
Another thing he talks about is a shame.
第二件事他讲到的就是惭愧。
Brothers and sisters, we all serve the Lord.
我们都是侍奉神。
Not a single one is not a servant of the Lord.
我们没有一个人不是神的仆人。
Now he said, if we dwell If we abide in the Lord, we will not be ashamed.
他这么讲，如果我们住在主里面，我们就不会惭愧。
So, because we will have a whole life serving Him.
因为我们一生就是在侍奉神。
Now, brothers and sisters, to serve Him doesn't mean come to the church to preach.
奉神并不是来到教会当中我们来讲道，并不是这样子。
To serve, He is high, I'm low.
来侍奉就是承认他是在上，我在下。
Yeah, to serve is that He speaks, that I listen.
来侍奉神就是他说话，我来听。
And to serve is that He has an intent that I will follow.
来侍奉神就是他有这个意念，我来跟随。
To serve is a servant.
来侍奉就是像个仆人。
To serve is that I do not really.
来侍奉就是来讲我并没有真正有自由。
So, brothers and sisters, if you do not have a chance to preach at the church, don't think you're not serving the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你如果没有机会在教会里头站在前面讲到，并不表示你没有侍奉。
The Lord does not look for that in us.
我们的神并没有在我们身上找这些事情。
The Lord look in us a spirit to actually honor Him. As
向上寻求就是我们必须要尊敬他为我们的主人。
As the Lord.
做我们的主。
So, if we, John here says, if we abide in Him,
约翰讲到，如果我们住在主里面,
then we will live this life.
然后我们会过这样的生活,
the life of a servant,
就会过一个仆人的生活,
and the life who has confidence in the Lord and have no fear.
生活在主面前, 这是一个持续的事情。
At the end,
在结果, 在结束的时候,
now he comes to chapter 3. To the first few verses.
然后我们看到约翰一书第三章前面几节。
He says, in chapter 3, verse 2.
在第三第二节。
Then, can we just read that again? Chapter 3, verse 2.
我们一起读第三章第二，我们光光用中文来读。
And now, English, we can just follow.
然后英文读，因为我们就跟着。
Yeah.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Here John is saying this, when the Lord appears, we will see him as he is.
在这边约翰讲到，当神我们的主在显现的时候，我们会真体。
Yes, because it's objective.
因为它这是一个客观的。
But the amazing thing is this.
但是很奇妙的事情。
It is that when we see him, then we will be like him.
当我们看到他的时候，我们会变成跟他一样。
So you will find yourself like him.
你会发现你自己跟他一样。
Now of course, Bible says that we are supposed to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
当我们
the intent of the Lord.
这是神他的心愿。
And that is that the Paul over there essentially says that's what we should be.
这保罗这边讲的就是说，这个是我们必须要有的样，
应该的，
我们应该的。
Yeah, but here John said that's what we shall be, we will be.
但是约翰讲的说，这是我们将来会
的。Right. And you know, it's not clear what the future. When we see him, we will find ourselves to be like him.
将来如何我们不知道，将来如何我们不知道。但是当他显现的时候，我们会看到他的真相，而且我们会跟他一样。
Now, why could that happen?
这怎么样会这样呢？
Because children abide in him.
因为在几段几经文前他讲，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is great.
弟兄姐妹，我想这是非常奇妙的事情。
And
人的话，
where should we be?
我们将来会到哪里呢？
No, just today, where should we be?
我们今天我们应该在哪里呢？
Should we be out of Christ?
我们是要在 主耶稣基督外面呢？
Should we be in Christ?
还是我们应该在主耶稣基督里面呢？
Should we just go to the Lord when we are happy?
我们是应该在我们感到高兴的时候，我们才来到主面前。
And then when we are occupied by other things, we run away.
然后我们这个事情的时候，我们就跑掉呢。然后这边约翰他这边讲，我们必须要住在主里面。
But we are at school, we abide in Him.
当我们在学校，我们还是住在主里面。
When we go to work, we abide in Him.
当我们去工作，我们住在主里面。
When we meet things which are easy, we abide in Him.
当我们碰到容易的事情，我们住在主里面。
When we are frustrated, we abide in Him.
当我们碰到挫折，我们还是住在主里面。
And do not leave.
我们不要离开。
I was telling us.
这是约翰
very old.
这是当他非常年老的时候说的。
He has gone through whole life.
他已经经过人生的一大段。
He finds that this is true.
他发现这是真理。
To me, it's extremely encouraging.
这对我来是非常令我鼓舞的事情。
Now, Peter, we already mentioned, so I'm not going to mention that anymore.
彼得我们谈过，所以我不再讲彼得。
So the third thing I think I want to share with brothers and sisters' experience.
所以第三天我要跟各位分享就是保罗的经历。
Paul, let's read a verse in the Second Timothy.
让我们读提摩太后书。
How he sees the Lord's coming.
他怎么看主的再来。
And how he what he tells us in a way of life to wait for his coming.
他怎么样告诉我们我们怎么样来等待主耶稣再来
2 Timothy chapter 4
提摩太后书第四章
verse 7 and 8
第七跟第八节
Now can we read verse 7 in English
我们用英文来读第七节
I have Yeah. Now this is verse 7. To read verse 8 as well.
好，那我们也读第八节。
English.
用英文来读。
So verse 7, he talked about himself.
第七节他讲到自己。
And verse 8, he talks about you and me.
第八。
Verse 7 or 5 I have run the course
第七节讲到那美好的仗我已打过了当跑的路我已经跑进了所信的道我已经守住了
We remember that after a short period of time after he wrote Second Timothy then he was martyred
我们知道当保罗写了这封书信以后还过了不久他就殉道
And he knew that at this time that he says for me to pour out
他在这时候他知道当我被浇奠的日子已经近了
so and then he says you know I have run the course
然后他这边讲他当跑的路他已经跑进了
and verse 8 he says I know there is a crown of righteousness waiting for me
然后第八节他这边讲有公义的冠冕为我存留
it's not there yet but it's waiting for him
他还没有得到但是他知道为他存留
soon when he sees the Lord he will get that
但是他见他就会得到
The wonderful thing is the next part of verse 8.
但很奇妙的事情就是第八节后面那一段。
He said that crown.
但是他讲的那一个冠冕。
Is reserved for other people as well.
这也是为其他的人所存留的。
Now it's reserved for you and me.
它是为你我所存留的。
The one condition.
就有一个条件。
That you and me are to be those who love his appearing.
就是那些爱慕他显现的人。
This verse really kind of baffled me before. I couldn't
了解
Every time when I read this, I thought.
每次我读到这段经，我想到保罗
I thought about Paul, how he served his Lord.
我想到他怎么样侍奉他的主
For long years.
经过许许多多年
And walking so many, many miles.
然后他走过许多的路
Suffered so much.
他受过许多的苦难
At the hand of the government.
在那当时的政府的手上
At the hand of the Jews.
在犹太人手上
At the hand of Christians.
在基督徒手上
He suffered so much.
他受了许多的苦难
Then I could understand what he said.
然后我就可以了解他说的
Now there indeed will be a crown reserved for him.
那自己为他存留
It's hard for me that he said there is a crown of righteousness reserved for all of us.
所以我很难了解就是说这公义的冠冕是为所有的人所存留的
Now, for all those who love his appearing.
为那些凡爱慕他显现的人所存留。
So he says the appearing of the Lord is something to
他这边讲到神的显现主的显现是能够得应得我们爱慕的。
I thought about this brother that I went to pray with.
我是想到刚刚我提到就是我跟他一起去祷告那位弟兄。
That he loved his appearing. He loved the appearing of the Lord.
他非常的爱慕主的再来。
And at that time, my heart was cold.
那但是在那时候，我的心是冷漠的。
But here, the Lord said that there is a crown reserved.
在这边主讲到有一个供跟我存留。
When?
什么时候呢
？At his appearing.
就是在他在显现的时候。
When he come to judge the world.
在他来到再来审判世界的时候
He actually has a crown reserved for you and me
他真的有一个冠冕为你我存留
For all those who love his appearing
为那些所有爱慕他显现的人
So this really should get us thinking
这应该大家都能开始思想
And oftentimes we only see our weaknesses.
常常我们就看到我们的自己的缺点。
And we also see our sin.
而且我们看到自己的罪。
But this brother Paul, he wants us to get out of that.
但是我们这位保罗弟兄，他要我们不要去那么想。
Yes, indeed, we are sinners.
是，我们是真的是罪人。
But we can come to the Lord to confess our sin.
但是我们可以来到主面前来承认罪，或洗净我一切的罪。
And then put that in the back.
然后把那个抛我们的脑。
And then walk with him.
然后我们跟他同行。
Every day.
我们每天跟他同行。
So this is what he wishes us to be.
这就是他希望我们能够做到的。
Now, if we were weak,
但是要是我们软弱呢
？Now the word says. That we should not be bothered by the weight.
能够感到担忧。
We ought to drop this weight and then walk with him.
我们应该把这些重担抛下，然后跟主同行。
Now, if we love his appearing,
如果我们爱慕神的显
现 one day when he appears, there will be a crown for you, and there will be a crown for me.
但是当主在显现的时候，他有一个冠冕为你跟我。
Incredible.
这是非常真实，这是真实的。
Now, this see, John talks about abiding.
约翰提到住在主里。
And Peter talks about waiting.
彼得谈到等候。
Now here, Paul talks about love.
然后这边保罗提到了爱。
See, oftentimes we think Paul was a hard person.
我们常常想保罗是一个非常
Paul was Paul when he was Saul.
当保罗还是扫罗的时候
He was the best educated person in Israel
他是在以色列受过最好教育的一个人
In the word of God
在神的话上
And he had a zeal to serve the Lord
他对侍奉神非常的火热
And there were two things he wanted to abolish from the surface of the earth
然后他有两件事情他想从世上除掉然后第一就是拿撒勒名
And the second is those people who follow him which he called away
然后第二个是跟随耶稣基督的这群人
Yeah, but he called away 就说 It's, I don't know how the Chinese says
away
The way 信这道的人
信
So two things he wanted to abolish
他想要除灭两样事情主的名
And the second is all these people who want to follow the Lord
然后第二个就是这些想要跟随主的人
SoHe will bind all the Christians and send them to Jerusalem to be tried.
所以他捆绑这些跟随耶稣的人，然后送他们到耶路撒冷要受审判。
But then these people that he despised.
然后这些人他非常的轻视。
But these people saved him.
他
and try to persecute these people. The harder his heart becomes.
然后他越是逼迫这些人，他的心就变得越刚硬。
And yet.His conscience convicted him.
但是他的良心定他的罪。
So on his way to Damascus.
所以当他到大马士革的路上。
And there's this light appearing to him.
有一个大光向他显现。
And Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗为何逼迫我
？And that's not a tyrant.
这不是一个暴君的声音。
And that's the voice of a father.
这是我们天父的声音。
Saul, do you know what you're doing?
他说扫罗，你知道你做什么吗
？Why do you persecute me like that?
你为什么这样的逼迫我
When you persecute these people,
当你逼迫这些人的时候
You're persecuting me.
你就是在逼迫我
Do you know who I am?
你知道我是谁吗
So Saul says, Lord, who are you?
所以扫罗说主啊
persecuting.
他说我就是被你逼迫拿撒勒人耶稣
Paul, Saul couldn't believe that.
那扫罗没办法相信这件事情
And yet this is true, right before his eyes.
但是这是真实的就在他的面前
Right in his ears.
在他的耳朵
He went to the city of Damascus.
他到大马士革
He was blind for 3 days.
他眼睛瞎了三天
And then there's this person coming.
The
name of Ananias. Ananias was one of those he wants to persecute.
这亚拿尼亚就是他所要逼迫当中的一个人
Yeah, he wants to bind these Christians and send them to Jerusalem.
他是想要逮捕这些基督徒送到耶路撒冷
Now here comes Ananias.
那现在亚拿尼亚来到他面前
Brother Saul.
他说 保罗弟兄扫罗弟兄
Brother Saul. Now, Saul couldn't believe all these things.
扫罗实在很难相信这些事情。
You know, so later, Saul, from a very hard-hearted, like a persecutor,
所以扫罗从一个非常刚有刚硬心的这种逼迫基督徒的一个人
to a very soft-hearted person full of love,
变成一个心软充满爱的人。
When he wrote to about a, in Galatians,
当他在哥罗西书他加拉太书他讲他所写的
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
加拉太书第二章第二十节
he talks about the cross,
他讲到了十字架
I have been crucified with Christ,
然后我与基督同钉十字架
no I who live,
如今活着不再是我
lives in me,
而是
It's hard to be.
弟兄姐妹这是非常难做到的
Yeah, we often wonder how can I be crucified with Christ,
我们常常想我们怎么样能够跟耶稣基督一起同钉十字架
And how can I say that no longer I but Christ,
我怎么样讲说这如今活着不再是我而耶稣基督呢
but Paul said that.
但是保罗这么样说
and then you know, today I live in my,
今天我活在我的肉体当中
is by the faith of Jesus Christ his son,
而是靠着神的儿子耶稣基督的信
he could have ended the sentence right there,
他也许可以到讲到这边他可以停止
and that will be forever true, everybody beside that,
然后这个就是每个人他都可以口中去诵读的一个真理
But he said,
然后他接着又
totally unrelated to the sentence before.
哦，愿意我能够心里真的能够相信前面所讲的。
No, the next sentence he said is this.
哦，他下面讲的那一句就是这样。
He says he loves me, and gave himself for me.
爱我，他为我牺牲了他自己。
So, my sisters, the first part of the sentence is a great declaration. I have been crucified with Christ.
话是讲非常大的宣称说我与基督同钉十字架
and this is something that all of us will be touched
这是我们所有人都会受到感动的
but then finally he said he loves me and he gave himself for me
然后他最后他讲到他爱我他为了我牺牲他自己
the reason he could say that no longer I who live but he lives in me the reason he can think the reason he can feel one thing
他感觉到如今活着不再是我而是说基督 他这么讲是因为一件事情
Yeah, this thing is none other than he loves me
这件事情
and gave himself for me
他 这件事情就是他爱我他为了我牺牲他自己
It's extremely personal, brothers and sisters
这是非常的非常有跟个人有关系的
Unless we feel the same thing
除非你能够自己
He loves me and he gave himself for me
他爱我然后他为我牺牲他自己
then it is maybe futile to talk about us
然后不然的话你没有这种感觉我们谈到十字架就是空谈
now the other place he said you know, this is in the Ephesians chapter 5
然后在另外的地方在以弗所书
talking about he loves me and gave his love
他前面讲到他而且他为了我牺牲他自己
Ephesians chapter 5 he says he loved the church and he gave himself for the church
以弗所书第五章说他爱教会而且他为教会牺牲他的生命
Now Paul never married
保罗从来没有结婚
The way he understand how the husband should love the wife
他怎么样明白丈夫如何爱妻子呢
Yeah and that by understanding
主爱教会来明白丈夫怎么样去爱妻子。
So he encourages all the husbands that you should love your wife.
所以他鼓励所有的丈夫都应该爱你的妻子。
He gave your life for her.
丈夫应该为妻子能够舍命。
Because that's how the Lord loves his church.
这是主怎么样爱他的教会。
So no matter what, brothers and sisters, love is his motivation.
所以这是保罗他最大。
And also the church that he served all his life is also that.
不但是对着个人而且对他侍奉一生的这个教会他的动机也是如此
It's not that he can love
并不是因为他能够爱
but because he has received so much love
而是因为他得到了这么多的爱
personally and collectively.
他个人而且是经过
This is the love that he will never forget.
他把忘记的爱
And this is the love that actually keep him going and writing and serving.
这也就是能够让保罗一直不断地继续地侍奉走这条路的这个原动力。
Do we remember First Corinthians chapter 13?
我们还记得这个哥林多前书第三章。
Everyone knows that.
大家都知道。
But this is the person who wrote First Corinthians chapter
13. 这个人他写了哥林前书第十三章。
Love suffers long.
爱是恒久忍耐。
And love never fails.
而且爱是永不止息。
And others.
还有其他
he got all these things from Lord Jesus.
他所有这些都是从耶稣基督所领受
And none other.
没有从其他人
And all these are personal to him.
这些都是对他人非常
There's one thing. From Paul's point of view, he relates that to the coming of the Lord.
就从保罗观点他把他这个联系到主耶稣基督的再来
Which is Lord's table.
就是主的桌
Which is breaking of bread.
就是我们剥饼。
This is, he wrote this letter to the Corinthians.
这封信是给哥林多的。
At that time, brothers and sisters have this good habit of coming together to have Lord's table.
在这时候这些哥林多的弟兄姐妹他们有这好的习惯就是他们一起来到主的桌前。
And yet, there's a problem.
但那时候有个问题。
The problem is, you know, some of them, they eat of the things that are offered to the idols.
但那时候他们有些人他们是吃那些祭拜偶像的东西
to eat of the Lord's table
他们又回到主的桌面前吃
problem
所以这是一个问题
there's another problem
另外还有一个问题
when they come together to have the Lord's table
当他们来到主的桌前的时候
some of the rich ones because they have their own stuff
那些有钱的人因为他们拥有很多
they will just eat
他们就吃自己的
and they will just drink
他们就吃喝
and these poor brothers and sisters they sit on the side
那些贫穷的弟兄姐妹他们就坐在旁边
and that hurt
保罗感到伤心
so Paul in chapter 10 and chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians talk about this matter
所以在哥林多前书十章十一章保罗就提到这些事
now chapter 10 Paul says remember although we are many we are one bread
在十章保罗讲到虽然我们有许多但是我们饼只有一个
我们人数虽多可是只有一个饼
我们人数虽多，但是
you know the Corinthian brothers' specialty is division.
在哥林多教会，他们有一个很大的特色是，他们常常分党结派。
Yeah, no one would submit to another.
他们彼此不顺服。
Everyone is the biggest.
每一个人都想为大。
So when Paul saw these things, his heart was really hurt.
所以保罗看到这些事情很伤心。
So on this, so chapter 10 when he talks about That you should understand.
所以在第十章他讲到你们必须来这个饼的意义。
Not only when you go eat these things offered to idol, you shouldn't touch the bread.
并不单单指的你去吃祭拜偶像的东西，不能够来碰这个饼。
You have to know that although we are many, there's only one bread.
你必须要知道，虽然我们人数许多，但是饼只有一个。
We're all part of it.
都是这个一部分
you have to love each other
你必须要第十章
chapter 11
第十一章
chapter 11 he's saying this
第十一章他这么说
he's saying that you know the Lord himself has given me something and I gave you
你知道主他给了我一些东西然后我给你们
what is this something
这个某样东西是什么呢
this something is bread and cup
这个某样东西就是饼跟杯
nowThe Lord Jesus said.
然后主耶稣怎么
Lord Jesus said.
保罗讲说主耶稣这么说。
He says, "This is my bread. This is the bread is my body broken for you."
他说这饼是我的身体为你们擘开。
Do this in remembrance of me.
好，你们当如此行为的是纪念我。
And this cup is my blood shed for you as a covenant.
这杯用我血与你们所立的新约。
And drink of it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢喝念我
This is what Lord Jesus said.
这是
added something.
然后保罗又加了一些话
He said,
他说
Therefore, every time when we eat, when we do this, when we eat of his bread and drink of his blood, you announce his death.
他就讲每逢我们喝这个我们吃这饼喝这杯我们就是表明主时
until he comes
只等到他来
so brothers and sisters you see one thing and in Paul's heart bring the Lord at the table and to him he is connected that to his coming
他把这件事情跟主的再来联系在一起
because at the very end of that sentence he said 因为他那句话想讲到最后
因为他那句话讲到最后
he said until he comes chapter 11
更多前书第十一章
okay maybe we should read from verse 23 to verse 26
好我们从第二十三节读到第二十六节
Can we read it in English?
我们就光光英文
As far as Lord Jesus is concerned, all he said in the Gospels and here is that you remember me.
好，所以在到最后，主说你们要纪念我。
Yeah. So as far as Lord Jesus is concerned,
就主耶稣基督来说
，and all he said in the Gospels,
还有在他新约圣经里头所说的一切话
，the night he was betrayed,
就是他被卖的那一夜
，tomorrow,
他明天就要被。
And today he wants to do a most important thing among his disciples.
今天他要在他的门徒当中行的最重要的一件事情。
And if they go on with this, they will be one.
如果他们继续这样的做，他们就会合一。
If they go on with this, then they will have a bond with the Lord Himself.
如果他们继续这样的做，他们就会跟主有一个连结。如果他们不这么做，他们就会慢慢。
So important to the Lord.
这是主来说非常重要的事情。
So this is what the Lord tell them, remember me.
这是主怎么跟他讲说纪念我。
Brothers and sisters, this is a funny thing.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常好笑的事情。
You know, normally it is the, you know, if Brother Huang is my good friend,
如果黄弟兄是我的好朋友
，and I really want him to be my friend, I cannot let go.
我一定要他从我朋友，不能让他走。
And I beg him, to please,
求你记得我。
And my other things to do.
但是我们黄弟兄他有其他事情要做。
He has whole world ahead of him.
他在他面前有世界一切的事情。
And when I beg him to not forget me,
当我求他不要忘记我的时候
，And he will say.Well, when I have time, I'll remember you.
然后他就说当我有时间我会记得你。
You have a girlfriend.
你有个女朋友。
And she will forget you.
你希望她不会忘记你。
And yet, she has more important things to do.
但是她还有更重要的事情要做。
She may have other boyfriend.
她也许有其他的男朋友。
And she will say, you know, I don't know, I may remember you.
他说我不知道我也许会记得你
The funny thing is this
很好笑的是
Why don't we ask the Lord not to forget us
为什么不是我们求主不要忘记我们
And it is he who asked us not to forget
而是主
In the Song of Song
在这个
雅
歌里头
Song of Song talks about love
雅歌谈到爱
Chapter 8
在第八章
Toward the end
在结束的时候
This woman
这个女人
Tells the beloved
她跟她所爱的人这么说
He said You know Write my arm Write
然后把我的名字写在你的
And write my name in your heart
然后把我的名字写在你的心上
Do not forget me
不要忘记我
And then it's continue to say
然后他继续说
Because love is as strong as death
因为爱跟死是一样的强烈
yeah. And if one person wants to use all his wealth to buy love
不然购买这个爱
He will be utterly rejected
他会被拒绝
Brothers and sisters I really think we should ask the Lord to write our names on his arm so that he doesn't forget us.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得我们应该求主把我们的名字写在他膀臂上面，求他不要忘记我们。
And yet he says, do not,
不要忘记我。
Whenever you come to the table, remember me.
好，当你们来到这个桌前的时候，请你们纪念我。
This is my body broken for you.
这是我的身体为你们剥开。
And this is my blood shed for you.
这是我的血为你们舍的。
And it is a covenant.
这是他所跟我们所立的心。
I not only love you now,
我不但期待的爱，我永远爱你们。
Is my covenant to you?
这是我与你们所立的心愿。
This is all the Lord wants.
这是主所要的一切。
For us to remember him.
就是我们能够纪念他。
Why this thing is so strong in Paul's heart?
为什么这个事情在保罗心中有这么强烈的感觉？
You know, when the Lord spoke to his disciples the night before he was crucified.Where was Paul?
当主在他受难前的一天晚上跟他们，保罗在什么地方？
He was nowhere.
他不知道在哪里。
He was actually a persecutor of these people.
他那时候还是逼迫这些人的人。
Yet Paul says here.
但是保罗这边他讲。
What I have delivered to you is what I have received from the Lord.
我所给你们是我从主那边所领受。
He was not there at that night.
他在那天晚上他并没有在场。
But later.What the Lord has told others, and others has told him, got to him.
传到他那边，他就受了感动。
He cannot be without this love.
他不能够没有这样的爱。
He cannot forget about remembering the Lord.
他不能够忘掉来纪念我们的。
And that's why he said.
就是他为什么这么说。
Come to his table.
他来到主的桌前。
Declare his death.
来表明主的死。
Because love is as strong as death.
一样的强烈，
这是 how he feels
的感觉。
And then he said,
然后他说
，Do that，
这么行，如此行。
Until he comes，
只等到他来。
This is how Paul remembers the Lord。
这是保罗如何纪念我们的主。
This is how Paul wait for his appearing。
这保罗如何等待他的再来
？So that's why Paul says，
这就是为什么保罗如此说。
Those of you who love his appearing。
你们爱慕他再来的人为你们存留。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to the Lord's table,
弟兄姐妹，当我们来到主的桌前，
you don't have to do anything.
你不需要做任何事情。
You, all you have to do is just sit there.
你只要坐在那里，不需要做任何事情。
Knows our heart.
我们不需要做任何事情，因为他明白我们的心。
And you just be there.
我们只要单单在那里就行。
And you don't have to say anything beautiful.
我们也不需要说任何华美的话语。
And this morning I went to the Lord's table.
今天早上我参加了擘饼。
And there was no sermon.
那里没有任何的仪式。没有
formality.
任何的仪式。
Nobody has any.
没有人有任何的这个程序。
有想法，
相反
，and no one sits at the head of the table.
也没有人坐在桌前
，only the Lord is there.
只有主在那边。
How can we not go?
我们怎么能够不去呢
？He wants us to be there.
他要我们去。
He never wants his church to have various.
他从来没有要他的教会有这许许多不同的聚会。
He only wants his church.To break bread and remember him.
他只要求他的教会要擘饼，要纪念他。
He wants our heart. He wants a heart-to-heart relationship with us.
他愿意跟我们有一个心连心的关系。
And he doesn't want anything.
要其他的任何事。
Here's the story of Mary, of Bethany.
我记得伯大尼的这个玛利亚的一段故事。
Mary is a person of few words.
玛利亚不太说话
He never said very much.
他通常不太讲话
A few days after his brother was raised from death
在他的弟弟被从死里 被救活以后几天
He went
他来到这个
A bottle of fragrance
他带来一瓶香膏
She poured on the head of the Lord
他就把它倒到耶稣基督的头上
And other disciples said What a waste
其他的门徒说这为什么这样浪费呢
She did not care
他不在乎。
All she wants is before the Lord dies that she wants to pour the fragrance on the head of the Lord.
他把那个香膏涂在他的头上。
She did not say a word.
他没有说任何的话。
And yet the Lord's heart was so moved.
但是主的心受到很大的感动。
Wherever you preach the gospel,
然后在你们传福音所到之地
tell what this woman has done.
都要纪念这个女人所做的美事。
And everybody else in the room was blessed.
然后所有在场的人都受到祝福。
Because the fragrance, the whole room.
因为这个。
So brothers and sisters, we don't have to do anything. We just have to be with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要做任何事情，我们只要跟主在一起。
I remember when I was in college, I'm trying to chase my wife, my current wife, previously my schoolmate.
当我记得我还在大学的时候，我在追我现在的太太，那时候她是我的同学。
And I just to meet him of the school.
我就计划就是搞碰巧我能够在校门口碰到他。
You know, may the Lord give us a heart to appreciate him.
愿主能够给我们一个心，让我们能够来喜悦他。
Make ourselves available at his table.
让我们能够到他的桌前。
Not really for us.
并不是而是为了主。
Finally, I just want to have two minutes and it will be done.
最后我想要再多花两分钟我们就结束。
There are those people who have their eyes upon the appearance of the Lord.
那些等待耶稣基督在显现的人。
They live a different life.
他们过的生活是不一样的。
One is David.
一个是大卫。
David in his life,
大卫的一生当中
always saw a king,
看到坐在宝座上的王
and that king is not he.
那个坐在宝座上的王不是他自己
David was the greatest king in the history of Israel.
大卫是在以色列历史当中最伟大的一个王
But in 1 Samuel chapter 7 he says,
但是在撒母耳记上第七章他这么说
He says, Lord, you sit on the throne and rule over Israel. Then my family can sit on the throne also.
他说主啊你坐在你的宝座上
And this is not exact wording but that's what he really meant
这不是 这个经文是就是这他经文的意思就是这样
When he was about to die
当他快死的时候
His last word written in 2 Samuel chapter 23 maybe
他的遗言就写在撒母耳记后书大概23章的地方
He said you know has a ruler And this ruler is like the sun.
这个统治者就像太阳
Like sun in the morning rises.
就像太阳早晨升起
And no cloud can cover him.
没有任何的云彩能够遮蔽
And then this sun gives life.
然后这个太阳它赐给生命
The green grass can come up from the earth.
绿草从地上生长
And then he said,
然后他说
My house is not.
的家不是像这样
He has been a successful king.
他是个非成功的王
40 years
他做了40年的王
And he said This is not my house
他说这不是我家
So throughout his life When he was a king Or when he lives He has something in view
所以在这个大卫一生当中他做王或者他生活的时候他有一个看见
Yeah this is always before his eyes
这个
He is my Lord O king
他是那真正的王。
When I rule, I should rule like him.
当我统治的时候，我要像他一样的。
When I live, I should live according to him.
当我过活的时候，我要像他一样的过活。
He then lived a different life.
他过的日子就是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, do we have a Lord, a King before our eyes all the time?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是有一个我们的眼前
？Another, the Hebrew chapter 11.
在《约翰书》第十一章
talks about Abraham.Isaac and Jacob.
他讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各。
They say they live in Canaan.
他说他们住在迦南。
They live in a tent.
他们住在帐篷当中。
And they were promised Canaan, but they never really had the land.
神应许他们迦南地，但是他们从来没有去过。
And yet, from afar, from a long distance, they see something. And they are very happy to wait for that.
但是他们很高兴他们能够等候
And they actually look to a better country which is in the heavens
而且他们甚至在等候那更好的地方就是在天堂
天上更美的家乡
天上更美的家乡
Yeah, and then the Bible says
然后 圣经这么说。
That God is not ashamed to be called there.
这个是并不因为他们而感到羞耻。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, are we waiting for him?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是在等候神？
Now, even we are not there yet, do we see from a distance and welcome him?
是不是因即使我们还没有到达那个地方，我们是不是看他在我们面前，而且我们等候他？
If we do,
如果我们是这样，
the Bible says,
然后圣经是
that God is not ashamed of us.
然后神就不以我们为耻。
Francis, this is tremendous. That God is not.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常了不起的事情，就是神不以我们为羞耻。
And that he could point to Brother Huang, to Ted, he said, "I'm not ashamed of these people."
你可以，他可以指着黄弟兄跟我神说，我不以这些人为耻。
Francis, this is more than your share and mine.
弟兄姐妹，这是超过我们所应得的份。
Yeah, but he's of these people.
但是神说以这些人为耻。
Yeah, he is not ashamed to be their God.
他不以为这些人的神为耻。
Brothers and sisters, what is glory?
弟兄姐妹，什么是荣耀呢？
Hebrews says that the Son of God will lead many sons into glory.
希伯来书讲到神的儿子会带许多的人进入荣耀。
What is glory?
什么是荣耀呢？
Glory is once I have preached and saved 3,000. Is that glory?
是不是说我传福音这个是荣耀吗？
Is glory shot in a nation?
就是说荣耀是不是我在这个国家当中我变成了最了不起的人物呢？
I have accomplished something nobody ever accomplished.
我做成了没有人能够做成的事情，这是荣耀吗？
Abraham, you can say he accomplished nothing.
亚伯拉罕我们可以说他没有做成任何事情。
And Isaac accomplished nothing.
以撒也没有做成任何事情。
And Jacob accomplished nothing.
雅各也没有做成任何事
情。I'm not ashamed to be called their God.
但是神说我并不以称为他们的神为耻。
When God's heart is satisfied.
当神的心得到满足。
That is glory.
这就是荣耀。
You know and I know.
你我都知道
and everybody is that.
大家也都看到
Glory is.
荣耀是属于神的
Yet he's so happy.
但是神非常的喜悦
Francis, that is
就是我们的冠冕
Can we pray?
让我们祷告
Lord, we thank you and we really appreciate you. People like usvery simple and amounts to nothing. But Lord, in your eyes, we are so different. You want us and to abide in you and to love your appearing and love yourself and remember you.
主耶稣基督，我们非常感谢像我们这么微不足道的人，你称我们为你的义人，你要我们纪念你，你要我们跟随你。
And Lord, we just really thank you for that.
我们感谢您。
And you're so close to us.
你是我们如此的亲密。
And you're
那边等候我们。
And you are the answer to all our questions.
你是我们一切问题的答案。
You bring us forward.
你带我们向前。
Even into glory.
带我们进入荣耀。
Lord, we really thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, bless my brothers and sisters here.
主，求你祝福在场的弟兄姐妹。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
To walk with you.
与你同行
to remember you.
来纪念你
We thank you in the name.
我们感谢你奉主耶稣阿们